This was supposed to be graduation weekend at several area colleges and universities. But due to the coronavirus pandemic, those celebrations have been postponed, canceled, or moved online. Jared Weber of the UNC Hussman School of Journalism and Media reports on how graduates and their families are reacting.
Void of all context, the scene at UNC Chapel Hill's Old Well this week was indistinguishable from years past. The monument glowed with sunshine, providing a classic Carolina backdrop for graduation photo shoots. One by one, students posed for snapshots, photo evidence that they graduated during this most unusual semester.
Awesome.
Among them was Amy Martin, who's the first in her family to graduate from college. She's been attending Zoom classes from her parents' kitchen table in Charlotte for the past 6 weeks. Martin told me, from 6 feet away, that she made sure to reschedule her photo shoot and to make the 2-hour trip to Chapel Hill. At the very least, she wanted to have these photos as a memento. She brought along her mom and little sister.
These pictures were important to me, and this is also, I guess, kind of like my final goodbye to the campus. And I have my mom and my sister with me, so I can just be like, oh, this is where I study, or this is where I eat, or they have great bagels here. This library is always crowded. This library smells weird. Yes, Davis. You're new, Davis.
When Amy Martin says final goodbye, she really means it. UNC Chancellor Kevin Guskowitz has assured graduates that there will be a belated ceremony, and he's aiming for the fall. But Martin isn't sure that she'll be able to make it back.
I'll be doing a master's program in California in August, so I don't know what it's going to look like from here on out.
That being so, Martin said she's ready to move on. Other graduates are excited at the prospects of a future celebration. UNC senior Brian Trong stopped by the Old Well to take pictures for two of his friends.
Some part of me is actually a little bit excited because I feel like it'll be like having a reunion, kind of. So there's a silver lining in it, I guess.
Meanwhile, area universities are making other plans this weekend. UNC Chapel Hill and Duke University will hold virtual celebration Sunday to commemorate the occasion. Carolina's festivities will feature a video watch party. Duke's version will be an interactive online site with pre-recorded messages from administrators, faculty, and alumni. Both will feature virtual performances. Both Guskowitz and Duke President Vincent Price made it clear that the virtual celebrations will not replace an in-person ceremony. Price said Duke wanted to create a time capsule for graduates to visit in the months and years ahead.
Well, the goal is to offer a university-wide celebration that gives our graduates and their families an opportunity to interact with the people and places that make Duke special. That is to make up for some of the lost time this spring.
Commencement is a personal issue for Guskowitz, whose son will graduate from UNC Chapel Hill on Sunday.
You know, on a personal level, it does affect my family and Nathan, and so I'm hopeful that we can find the right time and way to honor the accomplishments, not just of my own son, but of all these graduates.
NC State and NC Central are both unveiling content online to commemorate the occasion. NC State's individual colleges are also planning virtual celebrations.
Are you really crying? Pull it together.
I am.
Despite the online festivities, Carol Martin, the mother of the UNC Chapel Hill graduate, can't help but feel like this moment will be lost. As she walks through campus with her daughter, she's unable to hold back tears.
This was our family time. My son was supposed to be coming back from California as well, so it's just like, it's hard.
A few minutes into our chat, her daughter was also crying.
Gosh, you made me cry.
Ultimately, despite the roller coaster of emotions, they were glad to have one last visit to Chapel Hill, and they'll have some photos to remember it by too. In Chapel Hill, I'm Jared Weber.